Hill.
Hello, King of the Hill.
King of the Hill is, and that's where it starts. Where I have this thing. I've mentioned this on the show quite a few times, and I've gotten emails and tweets from people who have the same thing. When I go to sleep, I like going to sleep with the TV on.
Okay.
And I like going to sleep with something that is not boring, but familiar. Like, if I choose you to go to sleep to, I feel so comfortable with you to the point where I'm falling asleep to that. Right. So,
I can't sleep without music, so. Yeah,
that's your thing.
Yeah.
I have to go to sleep to King of the Hill. I don't care what episode. And Adult Swim does a good job because they play the old episode.
They do it all night, don't they?
They do it.
Like two episodes.
It's like two episodes, and it's round time.
Oh. I got something for you, though.
You know what I mean? Yeah. West Coast feed versus East Coast. So you could. Your night, if I got insomnia, I'm looking at four King of the Hills. So when it's time for King of the Hill, I'm quoting episodes, sort of nulling myself to sleep because I'm so familiar with it. My wife does not think that is cool. So what she does the opposite. During the day, she watches things that is more familiar to something she likes or a favorite movie over and over again, and that shit is annoying because you're watching something you like and you've seen and you just
with me that would be Law and Order SVU.
Law and Order, that's another one.
USA has a marathon on, do that.
So, but she does the inverse, and when she goes to sleep, she tries to watch new stuff and clean out the DVR as she sleeps, and normally that is. Your reality TV, your Real Housewives, your R&B divas, and that is very disruptive to me sleeping because it's just arguing.
Yes.
It's just 30 minutes of arguing. Yes. So I brought up the point of why don't we listen to something where there is a story. Granted, the story is however long, however old King of the Hill is.
I just sent you something.
Okay. However old or however long that is. Hey. Okay. I'm looking at my phone.
Because I just brought it up while we were talking.
Okay. There it is. Yeah.
24/7. All the time. All King of the Hill. All the time.
There it is. I would watch that. If I have a hard time sleeping or doing any of that stuff. More than likely, I would be there.
I was stuck on it for like a couple of months. And then I bounced off of that and went to American Dad. He's got so many channels.
And that's where I live. He watches the new stuff, The Real Housewives. And
I got out of that habit a long time ago. Thank God.
And she... Oh, God. And what I don't understand is, it's people arguing. I put it like this. If you put me with the same four or five people and we never have a good time, I'm not going back a third time. I'm not hanging out with you.
I give you a paycheck for it.
I couldn't do it, man. I love me a little bit too much. So, like...
I think that's what it is.
I think where I would be like, man, I got to deal with this guy. I got to deal with this girl. I'm straight. I'm good.
But I'm a G-star.
And they're bending the rules. Like I thought, it's in the title, you have to be a housewife. There's like got fiancés and people got divorced.
That's the nucleus, but then everybody else is caught in that wig, gets thrown in, best friends.
But that's my thing. I thought you had to be a wife. It's on the door. I mean, like, you're not really...
It's anybody that can get to trash their own credibility for a buck.
But that's my point. I mean, like...
Of course, I like to call it people doing stupid shit for money.
Yes!
Come on,
because
now.
Each episode, the formula is this. Say what you see, but just add that bitch in front of it. So, like, just say what you see. Just... just... That bitch on a computer.
Especially with...
That's all it is. It's just... That bitch on...
Especially with... Because I was into it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do OC. I did New Jersey. I did New York. And Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Oh, those Atlanta bitches. Oh, my God.
Yes. And that's where she is. She's
at
Atlanta.
No, that's okay.
And that's where I am. Like, I don't get it. It's just... here's one thing about Atlanta, and I'm saying this is comedic, and I'm ready for the tweets. Apparently, let's say, remember how I said the formula is that bitch say, and then just say what you see?
Yeah.
It's always like a co-signer. It's always like the best friend or a person who's with you, and they're co-signing. But I think this is how my brain works when I'm sleeping. It just pulls from everything. I always think, and this is the only thing that made me kind of like okay with it.
Hmm.
I imagine that co-signer is slowly humming the theme to Jaws. Just every time you say what you see, where you start complaining, the main person says something, and then that other person is,
Yeah, you've been watching Atlanta, haven't you?
Oh, I was watching Atlanta. I'll be the first one to tell you.
My Lord.
It's just, they're just slowly humming the theme to Jaws.
Yeah, that's when you start backing up.
So, and then that's when the fight happens, and that's where 22 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back. So, King of the Hill. So I'm trying to get on the King of the Hill train, and like, that boy ain't right. And like, that, it's soothing to me. It is. It's soothing. So let's get to the meat of it. We gave each other homework assignments last time you were here.